This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 435 for Thursday, June 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures resumed their downward trend on Thursday, getting pressure from declines in other vegetable oils. The July canola contract gives up $8.50 at $623.40 per ton, and the November contract loses $9.90 at $638.50 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are somewhat tempered by upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Small gains in crude oil are lending some support to the veg oils. The prairie weather forecast includes sporadic rain from now through the weekend. The Canadian dollar is pulling back on Thursday morning, with the loonie sliding to 72.77 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 72.99. The United States Department of Agriculture releases its export sales report for the week ending June 6th. Old crop soybeans tally 377,000 tons plus 3,000 tons of new crop. Export sales of old crop soy meal exceed 143,000 tons, along with 27,100 tons of new crop. Soy oil sales reach 14,600 tons. Export sales of U.S. corn include nearly 1.06 million tons of old crop and 69,500 tons of new crop. As for wheat, more than 115,000 tons of 2023-24 wheat are carried over into 2024-25. The current marketing year has sales of almost 224,000 tons and 21,600 tons of 2025-26. CONAB issues its monthly report showing Brazil soybeans down slightly at 147.3 million tons versus yesterday's call from the USDA of 153 million. Brazil corn bumps up to 114.1 million tons compared to the USDA's forecast of 122 million. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. The July contract adds 7 cents at $11.84.5 per bushel. July soy meal gains $5.90 at $366.10 per short ton. July soy oil loses more than 0.3 of a cent at 43.48 cents per pound. Chicago corn is higher as the July contract rises 4 cents at $4.58.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with a July contract down 0.75 of a cent at $3.30. The U.S. wheat complex is also mixed, with Chicago July tacking on 3 cents at $6.20. Kansas City July slips 2 cents at $6.35. And Minneapolis July nudges up 0.75 of a cent at $6.78. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, June 13th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.